Oh, Lizzie.
He didn't say it. 4 years together, and he didn't say it.
I know, honey, I know.
How could he humiliate me like that? In front of everyone?
I'm sure they didn't notice.
Oh, Mum! I used an IOI for him, and he said he appreciated me. Everyone noticed.
Oh, love.
He's only used three. What could he possibly be saving the other seven for, if not his wife?
Men are complicated creatures, Lizzie. It's not that he doesn't feel it. Of course he does. But they're a bit more rational with their numbers, aren't
rational?
They?
Rational? Are you saying that I'm irrational, then?
No, of course not. That's not what I meant. Oh, I never say the right thing in these situations, Lizzie. You know that.
Well, if you're going to belittle me, I'd rather you just leave. Or, you know what? Go down there and tell all our family and friends that they should just go home. Not much point them waiting to see their beautiful, blushing bride.
Lizzie, I know this feels like the end of the world, but it really isn't. You are so much more than a wedding or a bride. I'll send the guests away if that's what you really want. But I bet your bridesmaids aren't going to let Tim leave without a proper shakedown. Brittany and Steph could give him a solid chokehold if they coordinated themselves well enough. Then Sue could go for the groin while he's distracted. And then that new friend of yours, Stella, looks like she could do a mean rugby tackle. I sort of want to be around to see that, don't you?
See, why didn't you start with that?
That was pretty good, wasn't it? I could be a motivational speaker. My teachers always said I had a lovely speaking voice.
Oh, yeah.
Are you insinuating I don't?
You have a lovely speaking voice, Mum.
I mean it, Lizzie. You're wonderful today and you'll be wonderful tomorrow. And no matter what, I love you.
Mum!
I mean it. I know I can't say it as often as I would like, but that doesn't make it any less true.
I know, Mama, I know that. But you shouldn't have said that, though. That's your seventh one, isn't it?
My ninth.
Ninth?
I wanted to save two in case I was lucky enough to be a grandmother twice, but you've seen your brother. I'll be long gone by the time he picks a woman who doesn't have severe issues with her father and therefore motherhood too.
Mum!
Oh, come on. That Cindy he has with him looks like she's never been held.
Mum! Your ninth one. You only have one left. Why did you say that to me?
Because today you need it. And if you need my tenth, darling, I'd give that to you too.
Mum, I really... I don't know what to... I appreciate you so much.
Yes, well, I'm glad.
Yeah?
It's Tim.
Do you want me to go and knock him out?
Mum.
Can I come in?
I'm serious. I have a lovely speaking voice and a fast uppercut. I just whop!
Elizabeth, please.
Thanks, Mum. Let him in. I'll talk to him.
Okay, my love. Yeah?
Liz, hey. How are you doing?
Hello, Tim. She's not brilliant, as you can imagine.
It's fine, Mum. Thank you.
Still stunning, though, Tim. She's crying, but she's still absolutely stunning.
Mum, thank you.
I'll just be down the hall if you need me.
Liz, you okay?
Well, considering I was just humiliated in front of all my friends and family, I'm doing surprisingly well.
Don't say that.
Don't say what I'm feeling. What a healthy pretense to start the rest of our lives off on.
That's not what I meant.
What did you want me to not say then? How I felt about you? How I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you?
You know I don't mean that.
Then what do you want from me, Tim?
I am so honoured that you used one of your L's on me. It was an incredible feeling. I just, I, I hadn't prepared for it.
Why would you need to be prepared for it? It was supposed to be this beautiful thing, and then... You've only used three of yours. Why wasn't it just your instinct to return the favour?
I...
Tim, what is it you're not telling me?
I haven't used three, okay?
Excuse me?
I know I said three. What I meant was I've used three intentionally.
What are you saying to me, Tim?
Oh, I didn't think it would come up here.
You didn't think I'd want to hear those words on our wedding day.
When you said you'd used six, I thought that meant you'd be saving them, like I was.
I was saving them! Saving them for you!
Yes, I mean, me too, sort of, but...
But what, Tim? How many L's have you used? Five? Six?
Eight.
You're joking. Tim, tell me you're joking.
I know it's bad. When you asked me how many times I'd said those words, three just came out. It was our first date and I panicked. Who says that on a first date, right? Look, I've been trying to find a way to bring it up ever since, but there never seemed to be a right time.
You've timed it perfectly, actually. You absolute coward.
You're right. I am. This isn't how you deserve to find out.
Where do you use your other five, then?
Liz.
No, I want to know. You told me your three were used on your mum, your sister and your ex. Where have the rest gone?
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
No! Lying to me until I was in a white dress wasn't a good idea. Tell me.
One was my girlfriend when I was 16. I was young and in love, or at least I thought I was.
Is that the one who cheated on you?
Yeah. Chose me for rushing into things too fast.
The next?
I used one when my dad passed.
Thought you never said it to him?
No, not to him. My mum. As he passed, I used one for her, and then when my sister died too, I couldn't stop the thought of never saying it to her either, so that was another, and my mum really needed one again, so I think I used another, but then I...
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Then your long-term ex, right? That's five. Go on.
Mr. Fluffy?
Mr. Who?
My dog. The dog I had growing up.
You used an IOI on a dog?
Yes.
And not on me?
Not yet, but...
Wow. This is the most magical day of my life. Enlightening, really.
Lizzie, I'm...
Seven? Your seventh L, Tim?
I'm not proud of it.
Good to know.
I'm not proud of it, but there was another girl I was seeing, and there was this one night I did a bunch of, well, substances and drinking, and it just sort of slipped out.
It slipped out? How long were you going out with her?
We weren't ever really going out.
And yet it just slipped out.
Look.
Wonderful. How romantic. That's seven.
Do I have to keep going?
This dress cost me 2 years of savings. The venue, my dad's inheritance. Your suit...
I get it.
Eight.
John?
John, your rugby friend?
His mum had died, his girlfriend had left him, the family cat ran away, and I just wanted him to know that there was someone there for him.
You could have told me that. I would have understood that.
No, I mean, I could have, but you know I'm not really into that mushy stuff. And John actually seemed pretty embarrassed by the whole thing, so...
Oh, God, you men are a waste of space sometimes.
We are. We can be, and I mean, I definitely have been. But you can see why, right? I've used eight ILYs in less than 40 years, and I'm hoping to live a long life, and I've only got a couple left to spare. I don't want to overuse the words and not be able to say them when you need them.
I've never needed them, Tim. I've always just wanted you to want to give them to me.
I do want to.
Not enough. Not enough, clearly. You can't overuse affection, Tim. That's not how it works.
Look.
Liz, are you all right in there?
We're not done here.
Liz!
Do you have anything else to say to me?
Liz, have you killed him? Be honest, I'll help hide the body.
No? No, you don't. Then I guess we are done here. Come in, Wes.
Tim! Hey! You're not dead. What a relief, really. I mean, where would we even find a murder weapon in an old church? I mean, sure, this candlestick holder is pretty heavy, and I could cover up the body in some of these old tablecloths.
Wes.
Then someone could have theoretically snuck you out into the graveyard and quickly chucked you into one of the dugout holes.
Wes!
Not that I've thought about it at all, but you're not the most muscly guy, right? Mostly bones and philosophical thoughts, really. Wouldn't be too hard to throw you into one of those open graves and leave you there.
Wes! God, you and Mum are the worst! Enough!
It's only hypothetical, Lizzie. Don't worry! I'm just joking around with my future brother-in-law! Or can we finally agree that he's not going to be there anymore?
Wesley, I think you need to give me and your sister some space.
I think me giving her space is what got her into this mess.
Hey!
Wes, leave. Now.
Is that what she wants? Have you actually asked her what she wants?
Liz?